So you got the marketer from your company is talking to the marketer from another company, and they have agreed on a sale for some crude oil. One party sends over a contract to the other. Did I just enter into a contract? Well, there's special rules for that. If you are a merchant under the UCC, a lot of sophisticated counterparties, like most of the companies that we work for, are going to be considered merchants. So there's special rules for when there's been an offer and an acceptance among merchants. So it doesn't necessarily require a signature on a contract. So if one party sends a contract over and, you know, it's never signed by the other and time goes by, no objection, no signature, is that still a contract? Well, under the UCC, probably so. If you're both merchants, there can be acceptance of a contract by silence. As you can see, if within a reasonable time, after you've received a sufficient writing and you haven't objected to it, then you can be bound by that contract. Does that usually happen? Well, usually it's not that way. You've got contract groups of each party are sending and receiving paper back and forth. Maybe party A sends over a contract form and party B will object to something in it. They say, yeah, you know, that wasn't quite how I recalled our agreement, or try this alternative provision, and they'll send back an objection. Then party A may respond to that and say, well, I don't quite like what you said in your response, and try this different tweak to that provision here. So it goes back and forth and back and forth. That sometimes can go on for quite a while. And that's our classic battle of the forms. And when does it end? Well, usually it ends when somebody decides it's good enough or they get tired of responding. You can see how it can get pretty tricky sometimes, if there's been a lot of back and forth, to know just how all of that shook out and what terms you're really left with in the contract. Of course, it's not always that crazy, but I have seen sometimes when there's a lot of back and forth and then I'm left to go through all of it and figure out what the terms actually were that the parties ended up agreeing on and are bound by. You can put yourself in a little better position if you have, for example, a master agreement that spells out and pre-agrees a lot of what the contract terms are going to be. One example of that in the context of natural gas is the NASB contract form. It's a standardized contract form that's published by the North American Energy Standards Board. And it's primarily built to handle spot or short-term transactions, things that are fairly simple. It can also be used for longer-term deals if the parties negotiate some special provisions that help flesh out more details. So how do you use it? The NASB has its standard general terms and conditions. That's called the base contract. And with there's a cover sheet on that that's basically got a bunch of check-the-box elections that the parties can use to tailor that base contract and select some of the different options that are available under the base contract. And then, of course, you can always negotiate some additional special provisions to further tailor it or flesh out more things that the parties wanted to agree on. You can even add a credit support addendum that can cover a lot more details about how and when a party can ask for credit assurances, what form that would take, et cetera. If you know you're going to be doing a series of transactions with a counterparty or maybe a really big one, you might want to add that on to your base contract. And then finally, for each deal that the parties enter into, there's going to be a transaction confirmation that specifies all the details, like the quantity, the price, location, special delivery terms. So together, that transaction confirmation and the base will form your agreement for that sale of your natural gas. And the base contract also provides the rules for how and when those transaction confirmations become binding, which helps avoid a lot of that battle of the forms problem. The base contract typically says that the parties you can elect this to be bound by a transaction at the time that you agree to it orally. And then the confirmation can follow that specifies the terms, and there's a time limit by which the other party has to object or be deemed to have accepted that transaction confirmation.